And we have the news now from Susan Jackson.
Unions will meet today to formally ratify acceptance of the new public sector pay deal. The agreement will deliver a pay increase of 6.5% over this year and next year. Our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
Yesterday, FORSA, SIPTU and the ASTI became the latest trade unions to announce that their members had voted to accept the public sector pay deal. The proposals were agreed with the government in August and will see a 6.5% pay increase across this year and next. Today, the Public Services Committee of the Irish Congress of Trade Unions will meet to formally ratify acceptance of the deal. Unions say they expect to be back around the talks table again next year before this current agreement expires. The Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform, Michael McGrath, said that would likely happen in the latter part of next year, but for now, he was very much welcoming the acceptance of this pay deal.
The President of the Irish Congress of Trade Unions and General Secretary of FORSA Union, Kevin Callanan, said union members looked at the pay offer and also at what the government did in the budget and overall concluded it was a fair deal. Speaking on this programme, he said that while the deal falls short of inflation, it does contain a review clause.
It does fall short of inflation, and that is something that we were very focused on because the agreement is now extended into next year. It still contains a review clause. So members, when they were considering this, were very conscious of that. They were probably equally conscious of the fact that we are going to be back in negotiation next year.
The Taoiseach Micheál Martin is joining other EU leaders at a summit in Prague today, which will be dominated by discussions on how to reduce the price of gas following Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the subsequent energy crisis. The European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen will outline detailed proposals on potential price caps and the need to negotiate long-term contracts with non-Russian gas suppliers. From Prague, our Europe editor Tony Connolly.
Last night, EU and other European leaders concluded the inaugural gathering of the so-called European Political Community, a new platform to bring together 44 continental leaders to discuss the challenges of the age. Today's informal summit will be a more bruising affair. Member states are still divided over how to reduce soaring energy bills. Some leaders have challenged Germany's decision to spend 200 billion euro to cushion consumers and businesses, much more than many other countries can afford. Ursula von der Leyen, the Commission President, will outline a combination of measures, lowering the price of gas through long-term contracts with suppliers like Norway and the United States, a temporary ceiling on the price of gas used to produce electricity, combined with targets to reduce consumption, and the idea of member states jointly purchasing gas for storage so as to avoid outbidding each other. Tony Connolly, RTE News, Prague.
Ireland and the UK have said they'll work closely to try to resolve the difficulties over the Northern Ireland Protocol. The Minister for Foreign Affairs, Simon Coveney, met the UK Foreign Secretary James Cleverly last night and they expressed a desire for close cooperation. Today, Mr. Coveney will co-chair a British-Irish intergovernmental conference with the Northern Ireland Secretary Chris Heaton-Harris. The latest report from the Environmental Protection Agency shows the quality of public drinking water supplies remains high, with over 99.7% compliance with bacterial and chemical limits. But the EPA said many water supplies were not as resilient as they need to be, and that the length of time it was taking Irish Water to address such issues was unacceptable. The report says Irish Water and local authorities put at risk the health of 885,000 people served by the Gorey and Ballymore Eustace water treatment plants. Our environment correspondent, George Lee.
The quality of our drinking water is good and continues to improve, yet there are a lot of weaknesses and questions over the resilience of many supplies, and Irish Water has an awful lot of work that it needs to get on with doing. That is what this EPA report is saying. It says Irish Water is too slow at fixing problem supplies, such as at Dungarvan, where remedial action is to be delayed for a further 5 years. At Galtee Regional, which has been on the list for remedial action since 2019, yet still has no date for completion, and at Clonmel Poulavanog, which has already already been waiting for remedial action for 14 years, but still won't be fixed for another four. It also highlights the continued risk to the supply for another 570,000 people served by the supplies on the latest remedial action list, and more than half of those people are in Cork City, Limerick City, Wexford Town and Kildare. The EPA says high incidence of boil water notices will remain until Irish Water improves the resilience of drinking water plants.
The King of Thailand is expected to visit survivors of yesterday's attack at a childcare centre that left at least 37 people dead, including 23 children. Panya Kamrab, a 34-year-old former police sergeant, stormed the childcare centre armed with a knife and gun before later killing his wife and child and taking his own life. Police said he was dismissed from his job in June for drug use. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. The award-winning Grant Vortex condensing oil boiler, helping Irish homes benefit from lower cost heating. Visit grant.ie.
Rain and blustery conditions at first will clear later this morning. Sunny spells and scattered showers will follow. The showers will be heavy or thundery at times and will become isolated towards evening. It'll feel cold in moderate to fresh and gusty west to southwest winds.